MSO News giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, August 29, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with today's headlines. Two arrested in illegal offshore gambling operation. Swampscott community reaches out to stricken police officer.
I'm Bill Newell. Later in sports, details on a new co-op football team. Rick?
All right, thanks, Bill. Cloudy today, low 70s for our high temperatures. High tide in Gloucester Harbor, 10:15 a.m. and 10:29 p.m. Two brothers-in-law of former Congressman John Tierney were recently arrested as co-conspirators for allegedly running an illegal offshore gambling operation. Salem News reporter Paul Layton writes that Robert and Daniel Aremian, the brothers of Patrice Tierney, the wife of John Tierney, has been charged with Richard Sullivan with racketeering, operating an illegal gambling business, transmission of wagering information, money laundering, and interstate travel in aid of racketeering. A similar issue arose during Tierney's 2010 run for Congress, and at that time, Tierney denied any knowledge of the operation and was reelected. The Swampscott community has raised almost $18,000 for police officer Thomas Lucas to spend time with his family after doctors diagnosed him with throat cancer and told him he had a few months to live. The Daily Item is reporting today that in December of 2021, Lucas, a more than 20-year Swampscott police officer and father of two, was diagnosed with throat cancer. After 8 months of chemotherapy, then radiation treatment at Mass General in Danvers, Lucas spent almost 10 hours on a Mass and Ear hospital operating table in September of 2022. Doctors told Lucas that the surgery was successful and that his cancer was in full remission. But after a CT scan in June of this year, he was told he had only a few months to live. Despite the odds, Lucas has decided to continue chemotherapy and immunotherapy treatments at Mass General Danvers, hoping to enjoy the rest of his life with his two sons, Kyle, who's 18, and 14-year-old Dylan. Lucas created a GoFundMe account to raise money for his hospital bills and finance quality time with his children. We have a link in this post to the GoFundMe page. In an MSO interview, Massachusetts State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr praised the work of the Gloucester 400 Committee in planning community events celebrating the city's heritage. In commenting on his participation in some of the events, he noted the importance of being able to drive a golf cart.
There's been an incredible cadence of events over the last few months, Rick, as a result of the hard work of the Gloucester 400 Committee, and I've actually had the pleasure of participating in a number of them. I did speak at the ceremony that was held at Coast Guard Station Gloucester to honor and thank the personnel at that station and all of their predecessors. Had the opportunity to participate in Fisheries Heritage Day at the Jodry State Fish Pier in a little bit of a different role there, Rick. They actually needed someone to operate the golf cart that was ferrying people from parking to the actual event. So I pitched in and did that. Was an introducer of the play that was done at Harriet Webster Pier at Maritime Gloucester by the Annisquam Village Players. And there have been other events that I participated in as well. And Rick, the interesting thing about Gloucester is that there are so many dimensions to be highlighted and to be emphasized and to be celebrated. And this committee is really working hard to make sure that we capture as many of them as possible.
State Senator Bruce Tarr of Gloucester. And Rowley voters approved a town meeting bylaw last year to ban plastic bags. The Rowley Plastic Bag Reduction Coalition will be donating 1,500 reusable plastic bags. The Daily Item is reporting that the coalition will offer starter kits with free reusable bags at the Rowley Council on Aging Ice Cream Social today and Sunday's Rowley Farmers Market. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. Last night, the Red Sox lost to the Astros 13-5. The series is scheduled to resume tonight. High school football teams continue to work out this week. If you're a football player at Georgetown High School, a school that ended their football program, they'll now be a part of a new co-op program with Pentucket Regional High School. This is Pentucket Athletic Director Dan Thornton.
I mean, we're happy to be able to host. It happened very quickly towards the end of the summer. Ryan Browner, the athletic director at Georgetown, reached out to a few of our schools in the area just saying that he was really worried about the numbers that they had at Georgetown. And I believe they were reaching between, you know, under 20, and he was thinking maybe 15, 10. He wasn't really sure. At the time, you know, our numbers are a little bit low as well. We've been having teams that have been in the close to the 70s program-wide. And we, for whatever reason, were down into the 40s. So we were able to put it together. We contacted the MIAA to see if they were okay with it, contacted the Cape Ann League, of course, to make sure everybody was good with that as well. And I believe we have about a dozen Georgetown players now on our team, ninth grade through 12th. So it's going to be nice for us, for both programs, really, because it helps us fill out our JV team. And I know there's a few as well that are going to be playing up on the varsity as well. So it's a good thing. We're going to do it for a year. It's a one-year co-op. And we'll certainly reassess at the end of the season, see how it goes. But it's a nice thing, at least for the student athletes at Georgetown, to be able to play the game of football, because otherwise they wouldn't have had a season. And it's a good fit too. We've done a number of co-ops with Georgetown in the past in volleyball, golf. We have a very long-standing co-op with Georgetown High School with our boys hockey program. So it's going to be a nice fit, I believe.
The good news for all of the athletes at Pentucket High School this fall is that they'll be practicing and playing on new fields at the new high school.
We haven't had a home game in years, just with all the construction that's been going on. And now we have the new stadium here on campus where the old middle school used to stand. So it's really exciting in the sense that we have turf fields, we have lights, bleachers, press box, locker rooms, concession stands. That's all there, and you know the people are going to be able to enjoy themselves and come here and watch a game. And also out front, we have a multi-purpose athletic complex, which is going to be a baseball stadium. It's going to be the home to our field hockey team out there. Soccer can play out there. Lacrosse can play out there. And that's also turf, and it also has lights. So it's really exciting for us.
Pentucket Athletic Director Dan Thornton. That's sports. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for listening to North Shore Today. We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.